Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of August 13th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week has been Physically Disabled Week at Camp Courageous. Lots of great campers that have been coming for many, many years. Then ends the 2022 summer season. Next week is orientation for the fall season, then right off into the fall season, which is dedicated to older campers, many that have been coming to Camp Courageous for decades. This week we'll also see the camp's travel campers heading down to the state fair, which is always a super time. Camp Courageous is currently hiring counselors for the fall and winter seasons. Year-round positions are also available. One can go to campcourageous.org for more information. A big thank you to all those that volunteered and participated in the Camp Courageous Triathlon. It was a thrill for everyone to meet triathlon Olympian Hunter Kemper. We hope to have him back next year. What an inspiration he was to everyone. We are in the final days of the pineapple sale. All sales at all the Hy-Vees for pineapples will end on August 14th, where part of the price goes to benefit Camp Courageous. A big thank you to all the Hy-Vees and all those people that came out and bought pineapples this year for our pineapple sales. With the pineapple sales ending, that means the Pineapple Gala is right around the corner. Pineapple Gala will be August 19th, this coming Friday. There's still tickets available. They'll be available till Monday. This takes place at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. It's a great live and silent auction, a luau meal, and a special program to celebrate the 50th anniversary. Also this year, the Camp Courageous Board of Directors is proud to announce that Bud and Georgia Johnson of Monticello, Iowa, have been selected to the Camp Courageous Honorary Board, the highest honor the camp can bestow on anyone. They joined the ranks of individuals like Leo Grieco, Tate Cummins, and a small number of others who have made a huge impact in the success of Camp Courageous in the eyes of tens of thousands of campers with disabilities. The Johnsons could be best described as a couple where the more they have given, the more it has come back to them many times over. At the very core of the Johnsons is the need to share their blessings with others. The Johnsons have touched the lives of an endless number of individuals throughout the world with their kindness and often leveling the playing field for those who do not have the same advantages as others. Camp Courageous has been humbled and honored to be one of the many who have shared in the Johnsons' blessings. They will be receiving this award at the Pineapple Gala this coming Friday at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. If you want to be a part of it, once again, you can contact Camp Courageous for tickets. Learn more about the Johnsons in next week's podcast. The Camp Courageous 1971 Volkswagen bus is right now located at Matt Mesher's home, which is just outside the gate of the Field of Dreams, for a couple days. After that, we'll be getting it back here to Camp Courageous and getting it all shined up for the Pineapple Gala at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids on Friday. The 1971 VW bus is being raffled off in honor of the 50th anniversary of Camp Courageous. Tickets are $100 and the drawing will be on December 31st at noon here at the camp. The VW bus took a little detour this past week to the Field of Dreams to be a part of the Fox Sports video. The VW bus is playing a part to recreate the drive taken in the Field of Dreams movie, but this time the ride will include Fox Sports personalities David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Bench, and Kevin Burkhardt. The video that includes the camp's VW bus aired right before the beginning of the Chicago Cubs versus the Red Sox game being played at the Field of Dreams. Camp Courageous was contacted by a Fox Sports production assistant that was desperately trying to find a classic VW bus that was similar to the one in the Field of Dreams movie. The assistant found the camp's bus through a friend who saw it advertised with some Camp Courageous promotion. The Fox Sports personalities and staff were extremely nice to work with, and they learned everything they could about Camp Courageous during this experience. David, Alex, Johnny, and Kevin all agreed to sign the glove compartment door of the VW in hopes that it may sell more tickets for Camp Courageous. Be on the lookout for the rest of the year. We hope to have the VW bus scattered throughout the area to promote the sale of raffle tickets. And of course, once again, it will be at the Pineapple Gala on Friday. A big thank you to all those folks that are volunteering up at the Manchester Grasso and all those folks that are bringing things up there. The sale is going great. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Once again, run 100% on volunteers, and they do take credit cards. Our need for the week is clear, see-through backpacks. They're needed for our camp's travel program. When campers travel with the camp, they sometimes need to pass through security, and these clear backpacks make the process a whole lot easier. You can check it out at camp's Amazon wish list, and we appreciate all the support of those items. Memorials this past week go to Ardith Graff, 95 of Owine, passed away, and her family asked that her memorials go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous was saddened by the recent passing of Janet Wagner. Janet was a true trailblazer back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, along with our special friends like Dottie Cummins, Frieda Thomas, Kay Pillick, and many others. Camp's sympathy goes out to Janet's children, Wade Wagner, Keely, and one of Camp's first campers, Brooke, along with their family and friends. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great week. Thank you for listening. Hey.